Good morning. Welcome to Community Voice. I am your host, Josh Engel. What do we got today? Today is Thursday, January 23rd, and we got Oak Mountain Academy in the studio with us today. We have Director of Admissions and Marketing, Amanda Taieb, as well as Middle Division Dean Kimberly Robinson and Lower Division Dean Karen Buchanan. How do we want to say it? We'll say Buchanan. In this part of the world, you probably want to say Buchanan. Otherwise, someone might throw something at you. When I first moved here, I found that out myself. I was like, yeah, look at this, Buchanan, like named after, you know, President Buchanan. And people called and they said, hey, get it right. Get it right. We are very excited to have the Oak Mountain Academy team in the studio with us today. We're going to be talking about the journey on the mountain, an inside look, as well as an open house coming up Monday, February 10th at 9 a.m. How funny. I wrote that right above where you had already typed it. You literally already had it written out.
Big print.
So yeah, we are live streaming this morning's program on our WLBB News Talk 1330 Facebook page. So if you have any questions or comments or kudos for our illustrious guests, feel free to throw those in the chat. I'd be happy to read those out. Why don't we start with a little bit of background. Tell us a bit about yourself and your role on the mountain. We'll start with Amanda.
Thank you so much, Josh, for having us today. So, so thankful to be here. I'm Amanda Taieb. I'm the Director of Admissions and Marketing at Oak Mountain Academy. And we have been, me and my daughter, on the mountain since her eighth grade year. She was currently in 11th grade. And I am a native of Carrollton. We lived abroad for a couple of years and moved back to the area. And it has always been a passion of mine to help families find the right school choice for their children. We have been blessed to be in a private school for all of my daughter's life, and private education is something that is very near and dear to my heart. And I'm very excited to be able to couple my expertise with marketing and then also to help families find the perfect choice and school choice for their child.
Excellent. Right on. Well, thank you for joining us today, Amanda. It's so cool to have you on camera with us today instead of hanging out in the studio. You mentioned living abroad. We'll give a quick shout out to the man with the plan, Patrick Uran, head of school, and I believe Jacob. Are currently Dr. Wells is in London and France and having a great time. It's so hard not for me to say underpants because, you know, that's like that childhood rhyme. They're in London in France. They're traveling for their immersion trip with a bunch of students. So what a cool experience for those kids. Shout out to Jacob and Patrick out there having a good time, leaving us to have the real fun, of course.
That's right.
All right. Let's throw it over to Middle Division Dean Kimberly Robinson. Kimberly, good morning. Tell us a bit about yourself.
Well, good morning. Thank you for having me here. So I have been a teacher all my life. I've always wanted to be a teacher. I've done 30 years in public education, and this is my second year on the mountain in the private realm, and I'm just loving it. I love teaching the kids and helping them discover what it is that they like to do.
Cool. Right on. Well, we'll throw it over to the lower division dean, Karen Buchanan. Karen, tell us a bit about yourself and your position.
Good morning, Josh. Well, I'm a native of Carrollton as well, and I, as a young child, used to pretend to have a classroom of students in my bedroom in which I would also use different voices to answer for them. So I could say that I am living out my dream, my childhood dream of being a teacher for the past 12 years on the mountain, and now I get to expand my classroom and lead the whole lower school.
Cool.
So working to inspire and help teachers and students alike. And it has been a great transition this year, and I'm really enjoying each day on the mountain.
I got to ask, though, did you ever fail any of those imaginary students? Like, did anyone turn in and, you know, work
probably
late?
Probably not.
Because you're not like that. You're a great, kind, warm, happy
right.
teacher. Cool. Well, let's jump back over to Amanda. Amanda, what sets Oak Mountain Academy apart from the other school choice options?
Sure. So there are lots of different things. I'll just point out a couple. One aspect of Oak Mountain Academy that I think sets us apart is our culture. We have a true family-like environment on the mountain. So if there is a student that is struggling, maybe they need a little extra help with their multiplication tables, the teacher's going to know. We have small class sizes of around 12 to 14 students a class. So that's kind of our average class size. So they're going to get that one-on-one attention in all of their classes. We also have in our upper division the academic journeys, which actually sets us apart from other schools. So Kimberly will talk about those here in a minute, so I won't go into them too much. But at our lower school, we're really working on preparing that foundation. So they have lots of different enrichments that they're working on in the lower school, so that when they move to the middle school, they're actually exploring those enrichment courses. Lots of different offerings so that hopefully when they're at the upper school, they're ready to achieve the journey and kind of choose that journey for graduation from all of their exposure in the lower and middle school.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, we'll throw it over to Kimberly. So tell us a bit about the journey in the upper division.
So at the upper division, they are working on achieving whatever path or journey that they are choosing to go through. We do that through academics. We have very rigorous academics. And within that, we have our academic journeys. One of those is the AP Scholar Journey, where we offer numerous AP courses that the students can take, go through. And once they take all of these, the required amount of AP classes and get the certain score for the AP test, then they can have that seal put on their diploma that distinguishes them to colleges and workplace that they have gone above and beyond, and they're really ready for that rigorous learning ahead. We have the Entrepreneurial Scholar Journey, and that is where we are teaching the students about business. We're developing business plans. We're looking at actually creating a business and all that it entails and all of that. And in within that, we're working on those soft skills and helping students to become ready for anything in life, because those skills that they learn in entrepreneurship transfer to just about anything you want to do. And again, they take a certain set of number of classes and in an internship, and then they can also have that seal in their diploma. We have a world languages journey where they really focus deeply on a language that they're interested in, like Spanish or French, for example. And they take 5 years of that plus English. They have to get certain grades and pass the AP exam. And then they get the World Language Journey seal, as well as we have the option to do a customizable. So if the parents and the students and partner with the deans and the head of school, and if they come up with a track or a journey that they want to take that doesn't quite fit into these, we can set one up for them. So we have lots of options for them to work through all of that. We have all kinds of co-curricular activities in the upper division: academic, athletic, arts. We have honor societies, our mission-driven activities. We are involved in lots of service projects and advisory programming. We do lots of special events where we're building that climate and culture. We have the Big Little program where our upper school students are mentoring our lower school students. Leadership training through our academics, our co-curriculars, student ambassadors, international programming. It's that family culture where everybody feels like, you know, everybody knows everybody and we all have that close-knit family. And like you mentioned, we have the immersive trip. And so we have several of our students, along with several of our staff, including Patrick and Jacob, who are in London and side trip to Paris one day, living it up and learning all about London and seeing a few colleges while they're over there. So they're getting all that experience.
Cool. That's very cool. So the opportunity to have these immersive trips are available if you're working on that specific foreign language, or is it more open to
other students? It's open to all the upper school students.
Cool. Awesome. Wow. Man, I would have really liked an opportunity like that. That would have been very cool.
Yeah.
Well, time is at 8:39. We'll go ahead and take our first commercial break. But when we come back, we're going to jump back into our conversation with the Oak Mountain Academy team, Amanda Taieb, Kimberly Robinson, and Karen Buchanan, as we chat about journeying on the mountain, an inside look, as well as a discussion about the open house coming up Monday, February 10th at 9 a.m. Don't miss it. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
The customized academic scholar journey at Oak Mountain Academy is individually designed to provide students with a personalized, clearly defined academic track that earns the student a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically driven students to pursue a focused, rigorous course of study personalized to their wants and desires. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Consider the Mobius strip. Take a strip of paper, twist it, connect the ends. This connection forms a continuous loop. Seamless, infinite. That's how your healthcare should be too. At Tanner Health, the Mobius is our symbol and our promise, representing our continuum of care and our commitment that the services you need will be here for you always. We're not just changing healthcare, we're redefining it. See more at tanner.org.
And welcome back to Community Voice. I'm your host, Josh Engel. We are chatting with Oak Mountain Academy this morning in the studio. Today is Thursday, January 23rd. And we have Amanda Taieb, Director of Admissions and Marketing, Kimberly Robinson, Middle Division Dean, and Karen Buchanan, Lower Division Dean, in the studio with us today, chatting about an inside look at the journey on the mountain, as well as open house coming up February 10th at 9 a.m. We'll jump right back to it. Amanda, why should families consider Oak Mountain Academy as the right school choice for them?
Sure. So the first reason is our academic excellence. Our SAT, ACT, and ERB scores, and ERB is a test that our second through eighth grade students take, are scoring above the state and national average. With only an average of a 12 person graduating class, for the past 5 years, we've earned over $10.5 million in scholarships. Wow. For just to colleges and universities. So the academic excellence that we provide here on the mountain is like no other. Also, we are a faith-based school. So we teach through that faith-based education how to be a good citizen. We have lots of different service projects. We're not a covenant school, so we're open to all belief systems, but we do have that faith-based component education to which really creates a well-rounded student. And we offer, on average, 200 to 225 enrollment here on the mountain. And we have lots of different possibilities for arts, athletics, honor societies, clubs. But our participation is on a much higher level because of the size of our school, which really promotes that leadership training, making sure that all of our students are leaders. And so we really focus on that leadership part of their education through everything that we do. It's a family environment, as I mentioned earlier. Everyone knows everyone. And this is the key to safety, too. With this family-centered environment, there are many different ways that we practice this in each of the different divisions. And you'll hear from Kimberly and Karen on how we roll that out at each division. One example is the house system that we actually have in our middle division, and I'm going to pass it to Kimberly here in a minute. She'll talk about what it's like in the middle division on the mountain.
Dig it. Yeah, all right. Hit us with it, Kimberly.
All right. So the middle division is fun. No 2 days are the same. That is a fun group of kids. Sixth grade through eighth grade, they're great. One of the ways that we teach some leadership is through our house system. And so each student, as they come in, are assigned to a house. We have four. think kind of the Harry Potter vibe, sort of. But we have Ursa, Leonid, Parliament, and Hawk. And through the house systems, students are leading in convocation. They're participating in service projects. They are competing in team building activities. We even have trivia with the upper school sometimes, trivia competitions. So we try to make it a well-rounded and give them a chance to compete with their team. So it's really cool. Also in the middle division and all across the divisions, we have a really strong partnership with our parents. We have a really great PVA and booster club that are very involved, and they help us make the school like amazing. They do a lot of the behind the scenes stuff, and they really help make it a great place to be. We also have peer mentoring, like I mentioned earlier, the Big Little program. Every upper and middle school student is paired with a lower school student, grades first through fifth. And when we get together, they do team building activities. They're learning, just connecting across the divisions, learning some leadership, getting to look up to the bigs because they think they're so cool, and then the bigs get to help the littles that they think are so cute. So it's a really fun thing to watch them interact. Let's see, co-curriculars. Goodness gracious, we have all kinds of co-curricular activities. We have them through our academics. We have through athletics. We offer all kinds of sports. We are in the knee deep in basketball right now, and we are getting ready to gear up soccer and golf and tennis and track coming up in the spring. We've had volleyball and cross country, so we really encourage them to be in the athletics because that also helps build team building as well as leadership skills. We have all kinds of arts, whether it's performing arts, band, chorus, drama. And then the visual arts, we have an honor society. We're mission driven, so we are always involved in service projects. We have an advisory program that meets twice a week that helps with that. Field trips, we take field trips. We've got a Jekyll trip coming up in the middle school coming up in March. So it's going to be a science-based trip, so that's going to be really fun. And we just love the middle school. It's just it's a very vibing place.
I bet. Yeah. No doubt about it. Now, if I may, what does PVA stand for again?
Parent Volunteer Association.
Okay. I should have known that. That's awesome. Okay. And the houses, do each house have like a mascot?
Yes. So Ursa is bear.
Nice.
Leonid is lion. Parliament is an owl. And Hawk is a hawk.
Dang, I was really hoping Parliament was going to be George Clinton from like Parliament and the Funkadelics. You know what I mean?
Yeah, God, well, really, but a group of owls is called a parliament. So that's where that came from. I had to look that up myself.
I got a new wrinkle in my brain. Check it out.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. You know what a group of crows are called?
I should know this.
It's bizarre. It's called a murder of crows.
Oh, yes.
Oh, gosh.
Yes.
How did they land that one? And they're not that hard, you know, no. But that's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what they're called. So so obviously a lot of opportunities available, both to not only the students, but to the parents.
Yes.
An opportunity to be engaged. And it's really cool how that kind of forms. You guys have these like synergistic balances, right, with the bigs and littles, the parents and the faculty. Everyone's kind of working together to try to do what's best for the kid.
It's that family environment. We want everybody to work together, that partnership with everybody that
so
just
cool.
makes Oak Mountain Academy unique.
Well, we actually have get this. We actually have like a couple of minutes before our next break because you guys are so great at communicating so much information. And we have a little bit of time. Amanda, I would love it if you could give a formal invitation. And we'll be sure to give this to listeners again before the end of the program. But if you could give a formal invitation to parents who might want to come out to the open house.
Sure. So on Monday, February the 10th at 9 o'clock a.m., our doors will be open at Oak Mountain Academy, and we invite you, if you are interested in learning more about us and what we could offer your child, to please visit us. We will have, you'll get to meet our entire leadership team. You will also get a tour of the facility and be able to see some of our students at work. We have a really great student ambassador program program, so all of our students and parent ambassadors will be there to answer any questions that you might have. So if you would like to register to attend that event, please visit our website at oakmountain.us or give us a call at 770-834-6651 or email admissions with an S at oakmountain.us and just let us know that you would like to be there for open house and we'll get you on the list.
Hit them up. Let them know that you're going to be there February 10th, 9 a.m. for Oak Mountain Academy's open house. Time is 8:49. We're going to go and take our last commercial break. But when we come back, we'll wrap up our conversation with the Oak Mountain team, Amanda Tayeb, Kimberly Robinson, and Karen Buchanan, as we chat more about an inside look into the journey on the mountain, as well as reminding everyone about that open house coming up February 10th at 9 a.m. A Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
The World Language Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined, curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in biliteracy fields of study. The successful completion of this journey provides colleges with a method to recognize a rigorous foreign language immersion experience for all students at Oak Mountain Academy. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Consider the Mobius strip. Take a strip of paper, twist it, connect the ends. This connection forms a continuous loop. Seamless, infinite. That's how your healthcare should be too. At Tanner Health, the Mobius is our symbol and our promise, representing our continuum of care and our commitment that the services you need will be here for you always. We're not just changing healthcare, we're redefining it. See more at tanner.org.
We're back to Community Voice. Today is Thursday, January 23rd. I'm your host, Josh Engel. And if you're just tuning in, be sure to check out the full episode of this morning's interview with the Oak Mountain Academy team, Amanda Tayeb, Kimberly Robinson, and Karen Buchanan, in the podcast form of this episode, which will be uploaded to this station's website as well as graticcommunications.com, or check out the live stream, which is currently still going on the WLBB News Talk 1330 Facebook page. So if you have any last minute questions, comments, kudos, recipes, anything you want to share with us, feel free to jump in the chat, and I'd be happy to read those out to our audience. So let's jump right back to it. If we could, Amanda, could you tell us a bit about what would you say to families who might think this option is not affordable? Because, you know, when you hear all the moving pieces and all the available programming, you know, you start to think, how this might be too expensive for me.
Sure. So an OMA education should be affordable for all families that are admission appropriate and really would like to have their child at Oak Mountain. So we have lots of different scholarship opportunities, anywhere from academic scholarships. We have about 3 to 4 different academic-based scholarships that a child can apply for. We also have needs-based scholarships. And then we also have kind of a combination of the three. So academic and needs-based, strictly academic, and then strictly needs-based as well. So in addition, one really great thing that the state of Georgia is doing this year for private schools is the Georgia Promise Scholarship. This is new for students that are enrolling for next year, where if they are living in a school district that is considered to be underperforming by the state of Georgia, then they can receive up to a $6,500 scholarship to bring their children to Oak Mountain Academy. So there is a website, which is mygeorgiapromise.org. So Oak Mountain is a participating school for next year. We've already been approved. We're on that approved list. So if there are any families out there that would like to come and tour Oak Mountain Academy and then find out more about Georgia Promise, they would need to submit their application to mygeorgiapromise.org and go through that process to be approved for a private school. So we're really excited of all of the different scholarship programs that we're able to offer. We're also a Georgia Goal. We work with Georgia Goal to provide scholarships for families as well through the Student Support Organization. So that is still an opportunity for some needs-based support as well.
Awesome, awesome. Well, to the person who's been chilling in the corner here, Karen, you haven't had to say much yet, but we're going to let you take it away right now. Tell us a bit about the journey in the lower division.
Well, I'm so glad you asked about the lower division. It is the happiest place on campus, we like to call it, and it truly is. And I think back to my childhood and my elementary years, and those were some of the best years where I had teachers who truly worked hard day in and day out, and they don't often get recognized, I feel like, especially as students get older, and you know, they kind of forget about those fundamental years. So shout out to all the elementary teachers, first of all, and that's where I really grew my inspiration from becoming into education. And so it is so neat now to be able to not only teach in elementary, but now to lead that. And so in our lower school, there's lots of opportunities to continue to inspire our kids and to really build those foundations. So we work in the lower school to have that rigorous academic excellence, as well as build those foundational skills so that they have the solid academics that they need to continue on into middle and upper school. And then we also are preparing them for college and industry ready, and we do that through leadership. So even our pre-K-3 students begin with leadership skills from doing classroom jobs. They, at the end of the year in April, will lead a whole convocation by themselves. So that's where the whole lower school comes together once a month, and each class takes a month and gets a program together, and they lead our whole lower school students. And many times throughout, they also lead advisories for our whole school. So there's lots of leadership opportunities going on. We also offer many clubs to our lower school students. We have TOTS, which is Team of Tomorrows. It's a basketball program that comes in and, again, begins to build those foundational sports skills as well. We offer piano lessons during the day at our school. We have a Lego Club, Junior Master Gardeners, K-Kids. We are working on adding some more as well. And then our lower school students also have the opportunity to participate in athletics. We offer some camps throughout the year, some mini clinics after school, and get them involved in that. And then we have many opportunities for field trips throughout the year as well. Fourth and fifth grade gets to go on an overnight field trip. This year we're going to Mammoth Cave, so we're really excited about that. We've been to Charleston in the past, and those are just unique experiences to expand what they've learned outside of the classroom, and they always look forward to those. Our students participate in many campus activities. We have the co-curriculars that Kimberly mentioned earlier that give them that sense of belonging. We also have the Big Little program that was mentioned earlier, and our lower school students just eat up that time. Every week they're like, is there a Big Little warrior today? So they're so excited about that. Our fourth grade helps sell ice cream at lunch, so that's giving them their leadership skills as well. They take up the money, and they're responsible for making sure that they get the right amount. They pass out the ice cream and letting me know when it gets restocked. And then our fifth graders get an opportunity to, in the afternoon, be a part of safety patrol, which is where they load the lower school students into the cars and make sure that they get in there safely. Again, continuing to build those relationships. And then our fifth graders are also paired with a kindergartner for a reading buddy. And that also is a highlight of both of their weeks, the kindergartners and the fifth graders. So at the beginning of the year, they go down and they'll read. The fifth graders will read to the kindergartner. And as the year progresses, the kindergartners then get to read to the fifth graders. So that is a very neat component. We have lots of interaction amongst our lower school and other divisions, again, to build that family environment. Our parents are very involved, and so are our upper school and middle school students. So it's a wonderful place to be.
Thank you so much, Karen. We have probably about a minute left. Amanda, if you could leave us with some final thoughts, and be sure to let folks know how they can reach out to you.
Sure. So thank you so much again for having us here today, Josh. We are very excited to share what an Oak Mountain experience may look like. That is why we are opening our doors for open house on Monday, February the 10th at 9 o'clock a.m. And we would just love to share what we love so much about our time on the mountain with you. So please register or at oakmountain.us or call 770-834-6651 or email admissions@oakmountain.us. You can also visit us on Facebook or Instagram and find a link to register for our open house. So we would love to see you there, and I'd love to meet you.
Awesome. Amanda, Kimberly, Karen, thank you all for joining us this morning. And everyone who tuned in, we'll see you next time.